It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull back with you here from Cooperstown High School as we get you set for our second contest of the day. It's the Unitego boys taking on the Cooperstown boys in the last game of the day here at the Cooperstown Dick White Holiday Tournament. Want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, our game earlier today was a real thriller between the Sydney girls and the Unitego girls. The Lady Warriors pulling out a three-point victory, 50-47, and the Sydney girls will take on Cooperstown, who just defeated Edmiston here in the other first-round girls game. So that game will be tomorrow night, Sydney against Cooperstown on the girls' side. In the other boys' game earlier today, Cobleskill-Richmondville defeated Edmiston. And so Unitego or Cooperstown will play the winner of Cobleskill-Richmondville tomorrow in the boys' final. But tonight should be a great one here. We're here watching probably one of the best players, if not the best player, in our local three-county area, Chenango, Delaware, Otsego County, and probably one of the best players in the state, and certainly at the Class C level in Cooperstown's Tyler Bertram, averaging 33 points a game right now. He's only a junior. The last time we saw him here on CDL, he put up 55 points for Cooperstown against Moravia in a New York State Class C, that was a regional game up in Utica, and it was just a fantastic performance. They ended up losing that game in double overtime, but he is a guy that eats, sleeps, breathes basketball, you name it, he does it, and I'm sure that he's going to put on a show here tonight in this contest against Unitego. We've seen the Spartans as early as last week when they took on Afton and won 71-51. This is a team with a lot of talent that's still kind of finding their way without Derek Beans, I would say, who is their big 6'6 center who now plays for SUNY Morrisville. And, you know, he did a lot for them last year. He was not only a guy that could play down low, but he was a guy that could bring it up, help against the press, and just did a little bit of everything at 6'6". So, you know, they've had some growing pains without him, but I think they have found their way, and their schedule has certainly been tough, opening up at the Drago tournament in Oneonta and playing a tough non-league schedule. They're going to have their hands full here tonight because Cooperstown is not just the Tyler Bertram show. They have a lot of other guys who are very, very good on this team, including Owen Kennedy, who is 6'8", and Christian Alexander, who's 6'4". The Twin Towers down low certainly add a lot of punch here to this Cooperstown offense, so you can't just concentrate on Bertram and hope that everything else is going to go away. And the nice thing is that you know, they didn't have all these pieces last year. I believe Alexander was away on a foreign exchange student trip. Some of the injuries late in the season hurt them, and they still were able to win Section 3 in Class C and move on to states and almost make it to the Final Four. So this was a very, very good and talented team. Unitego, of course, is going to be a strong team in the MAC, I think. You know, after Delhi and Sydney and Green, you know, it's kind of wide open for that fourth spot, and I think that Unitego is certainly pushing and hoping to get in there. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get your starting lineups for you, and we'll get things underway between Cooperstown and Unitego here from the Cooperstown Dick White Holiday Tournament. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at ChambersO'Hara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need to order pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you have the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough-cut lumber, kiln-dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truckload or by the piece, we can help with all your wood needs, but we don't do food.
If you don't do food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I could go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everyone. Nate Lowell with you live again from Cooperstown High School, the Dick White Holiday Classic, as we get you set. Here is our starting lineup tonight. First, for Unitigo, a sophomore wearing number 2, Noah Hotala, a junior number 4, Cooper Sayer, a senior number 10, Jared Smith, a junior number 22, Dawson Wilsey, and also a junior number 32, Dean Reed, for head coach Cal Locke. On the other side for Cooperstown and head coach Dave Bertram, they start with sophomore number 20, Jack Lambert, senior number 22, Riley Hall, junior number 23, Tyler Bertram, a senior number 31, Christian Alexander, and a junior number 32, Owen Kennedy. Cooperstown is in the home white uniforms with the orange and black trim. Says Cooperstown in orange lettering across the front of the uniform. Unitigo is in the green uniforms with the black trim, and they are the visiting team, and Cooperstown is going to get things started right away. Tyler Bertram with a 3 from the left side, nails it to give them a 3-0 lead, and Cooperstown falls back in defense on the man-to-man, and now they're looking to get a steal there with Bertram, but it's taken right back by Dean Reed. Now for Cooper Thayer. He steps in for 2. Off the mark, no good, and a rebound tied up between Jared Smith of Unitigo and Riley Hall there of Cooperstown. So Bertram with a 3, just about 10 seconds into the contest, gives the Hawkeyes a 3-0 lead. Unitigo with the ball going left to right. They're in the green uniforms with the white trim, says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Here's Smith backing his man down in the paint. Now they go down low for Dean Reed. He gets stuck in the land of the tall trees. Kicks it back out to Austin Wilsey for 3. No good. Rebound for Wilsey. Blocked out of there by Christian Alexander. Unitigo somehow holds on to it. Cooper Thayer to the bucket. His little runner is no good. And Bertram with a rebound. Bertram down the floor he goes, looking to take it all the way to the hoop, throws it up, no good, rebound for Jared Smith, and we'll have a foul underneath on Cooperstown as Smith was in good position and got the rebound. 6:56 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us here, folks, and also on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans the best in tonight's game. So a 3-0 lead here early for Cooperstown. Ball knocked out of bounds as Unitigo goes left to right and brings it down the floor. And we'll have a whistle. ball is going to go back here to Cooperstown. They'll actually say it was last touched by Unitigo. And Bertram will bring it down the floor, going right to left. Bertram on the left side, closely guarded by Noah Hotala. Bertram finding Christian Alexander, spots up with a long jumper from the foul line, no good. Owen Kennedy is there, he tries to get the put back, and he will, and he fouls. Owen Kennedy with his first bucket of the night, the 6'8" big man for Cooperstown. Got two or three chances at it before tapping it in. 6.5 to go in this first quarter, and Cooperstown has jumped out to a 5-0 lead here in the final contest of the night, and that's the Dick White tournament. So here is Owen Kennedy trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And this one is up and good for Owen Kennedy. He has 3 points, and Cooperstown a 6-0 lead with 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. Cooper Sayer with the ball, brings it down left side looking for Noah Hotala. Hotala back for Jared Smith. Smith on the dribble drive, gets underneath, and was partially blocked, and will have a foul on Cooperstown with 6:21 to go in the first quarter. Unitigo has had a couple of good looks, just have not been able to get it to go down, and Smith was fouled on that shot and will head to the line. So here is Jared Smith, the, of course, the quarterback from the football team that made it to the Section 4 Class D Finals this fall, and a starter here on the basketball team as well, as Jared Smith gets the first foul shot to go. First one of the night for Smith, second one coming. Smith at the line for Unitigo, and he's 2-for-2. Good way to get Unitigo started. They trail 6-2 with just over 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Bertram, pull up three, and we'll have a foul on the play, as Bertram pulled up from about NBA range there, and they're going to call a foul on Noah Hotala, who I think was surprised he was going to shoot there. And so he stepped out and tapped him, and Bertram is going to get 3 foul shots here at the line. Not afraid to pull the trigger when you average 33 points a game. He saw an opportunity, took it, and he's at the foul line. First one is up and good for Bertram. So Bertram now with 4 points, and he'll be shooting 3 total, and he's made the first 2, so Tyler Bertram already with 5. Cooperstown with an 8-2 lead with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Bertram goes 3-for-3. So Bertram has 6, and Cooperstown leads 9-2 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. And Jared Smith will bring it down the floor. And again, Cooperstown in the tight man-to-man defense here, as Hotala has the ball closely guarded by Bertram. They continue to work it around. Unitigo going left to right. Smith with a dribble drive, and he's fouled. So Unitigo doing a good job seeing some seams and getting in deep and getting some fouls. 5:58 to go in this first quarter. 9-2 the score. Unitigo trailing Cooperstown in the first round. Final game of the day at the Dick White Holiday Classic, as Smith to the line once again, where he was just 2-for-2 on his last trip. This one, too much mustard on that one, bounces off the back of the rim. 5:58 to go, first quarter. 9-2 still the score. Smith trying to pull one back here for Unitigo. And Smith will make the second shot, gets it to fall. So Smith with all 3 of Unitigo's points. So a 6-point lead for the Cooperstown boys. They're in the white uniforms with the orange and the black trim. There is Tyler Bertram on the right wing side, looking to get around his man. Picks up his dribble in a bad spot, looking for some help. Goes down low for Owen Kennedy, knocked out of there. Cooperstown holds on to it, though, with Jack Lambert. Lambert gets it back to Christian Alexander. Now down low for Owen Kennedy, and he's going to travel, and it's going to go back to Unitigo. Good defense there by the Spartans for the turnover. With 5.5 to go in the first quarter, it's 9-3 Cooperstown on top of visiting Unitigo. Winner will get Cobleskill Richmondville, who defeated Edmiston earlier today and looks like a pretty good team. As I've been here for all 4 varsity games here today, starting with the girls at 3:45 in a game we did on CDO, where Sydney knocked off Unitigo 50-47. Came right down to the last possession. It's a good game. 5:15 to go, first quarter. Cooperstown boys leading Unitigo 9-3. And the ball was knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with Unitigo. They will inbound the ball with Cooper Thayer. And Thayer will set up the offense. Cooperstown still in the man-to-man. Here's Dean Reed at the foul line. Good move, a little up and under. Can't get the shot to go. Ball is loose on the floor, and Bertram's going to come out of there somehow with the rebound, and he'll look to bring it down the floor. Bertram lost his dribble and then picked it back up. Closely guarded by Hotala. Giotigo now in the man-to-man. Bertram goes down low for Alexander, and he is fouled. And he'll go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. Christian Alexander with his first bucket of the night, set up by a nice pass down low from Bertram, and it's 11-3 with 4:50 to go in this first quarter. And Christian Alexander will step to the line, and he was away on the foreign exchange program last year when Cooperstown made it to the state tournament. And at 6'4", he's another big body to add to the mix here. And this one is up and good, so he completes the three-point play. And Cooperstown leads 12-3 with 4:45 to go in this first quarter. Here is Cooper Thayer setting up the offense for Unitigo. And to the right side they go. Passing it down low for Zach Young. Off his foot. Out of bounds. Ball goes back to Cooperstown. Midway through this first quarter. And it's 12-3. And the Cooperstown boys will bring the ball back up the floor with Bertram, who already has half of Cooperstown points. He's got 6 of the 12. Closely guarded by Noah Hatala. Bertram steps out, gets a wide open look for a three and drains it. And Bertram has 9 with 4:20 to go in the first quarter. And Unitigo just got tricked up there in the little screen. And Bertram stepped out and made him pay. And it's 15-3. Cooperstown on top with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Smith with the ball here for Unitigo on the left side. Trying to set up the offense here is Zach Young. Young's going down low. Dean Reed now with a good little up and under, but they'll say he traveled. Ball goes back to Cooperstown with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. And again, Cooperstown leading 15-3. Unitigo trying to settle in here in front of a packed house at the Dick White Holiday Classic. Waiting to see their hometown boys, the Cooperstown Hawkeyes. Here is Bertram, right side for a three. Got it. Bertram's got 12. And hits another three-pointer, and it's 18-3 with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. And you can see all the extra work he puts in. And he's making it look easy here. As Cooperstown leads by 15. Here's Dean Reed with a spot-up jumper in the paint. Off the mark, no good. Rebound and ahead now for Bertram. Bertram down the lane, goes up and slam dunks it home. He's got 14, puts that one down easily. And it's 20-3 with 3:25 to go in this first quarter. Cooperstown on top. Bertram with a great outlet pass there and was able to just put it down. Here's Smith the other way for Unitigo. Goes up for a left-handed layup, and he's hammered and will go to the line. And so Jared Smith looking to complete the free throws here for Unitigo as he goes to the line. And that really wasn't a breakaway. I mean, Unitigo was hustling back on defense. Bertram still went up for a slam dunk. That was a great play. Smith to the line. First one up and good. So Jared Smith with 4 points, trying to make it 5 here for Unitigo with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Score 20-4. As Smith steps to the line, Cooperstown boys as advertised so far, including Tyler Bertram, who's got 14. Smith to the line, it's good. So Smith now has 5. Unitigo's gonna take a timeout. 3:19 to go in the first quarter. It's Cooperstown 20, Unitigo 5. We'll be right back here on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Did you know the heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. It's Cooperstown leading Unitigo 20-5. Here is Jack Lambert with the ball, finding Tyler Bertram. Back for Lambert. And this one to the far side, but taken away here. They go down low. Bertram was looking for Alexander, the ball out of play, with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lambert and Bertram, along with Riley Hall, who's a tremendous baseball player, making a nice combination for the Cooperstown Hawkeyes. Unitigo going right to left to right, ball knocked down. Bertram with a kick here. 2:50 to go in the first quarter. 20-5 is the score. Unitigo, in the green uniforms with the white trim, will inbound the ball at midcourt. crossing the big Cooperstown Sea there. Here is Cooper Thayer for the Spartans. Almost has his pocket picked there by Bertram, but holds on to it. Cooperstown still in the man-to-man. A couple of substitutions in now for the Hawkeyes. And to the left side they go. Here is Smith. Smith passing one down low, looking for Dean Reed. Good up and under move, and Reed puts it home. First 2 points of the night for Dean Reed, and it's Cooperstown 20, Unitego 7. Back the other way, and there is Lambert from downtown, and he dials long distance to make it 23-7. Cooperstown is just so fast in transition. They're able to get the shot off. 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. Again, 23-7 to score. Here is Reed, gets in the paint, little up and under. Shot from a tough angle, no good. Rebound out of bounds, and will stay with the Spartans. 2:07 to go, first quarter. Cooperstown leading 23-7. Winner will play Cobleskill Richmondville in the tournament final tomorrow night. Unitego gets it in. They try to shoot from the far corner, no good. Outlet pass for Bertram, and now ahead for the layup, up and in. Cooperstown lays one in with Noah Lifgren, and the assist to Bertram to make it 25-7 with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Cooperstown scoring at will here tonight. Dean Reed to the foul line. Looking for options. Back out for Smith for three. Left side off the back of the rim, though. Good rebound. Cooperstown. And a foul on Unitego underneath. With a minute 39 to go in the first quarter. In the team foul situation, Cooperstown with four. Unitego with three. And that will be the second. No, the first foul on Zach Young. Dawson Wilty with two. So he has to go to the bench just a moment ago. And so now Cooperstown in the white uniforms with the black and the orange trim going right to left. They bring it down the floor. They skip it across as Cooperstown has got some of their reserves in. They'll go to the corner with Noah Heacock. Heacock for three. And he dials long distance. And the senior wearing number 13 makes it 28-7. The only starter out on the floor for Cooperstown right now is Owen Kennedy. Here is Zach Carey from the corner. That's no good. A rebound there for Cooper Thayer, and they'll say he stepped out of bounds when he got the rebound, so it goes back to Cooperstown. So a minute 10 to go in the first quarter, 28-7 is the score, and the Hawkeyes will bring the ball up the floor as they go right to left. Riley Hall now is one of the starters back in the contest here. They pass into the corner now, a three for the Hawkeyes. It's off the mark for Teddy Trossett. And it's rebounded here. Back out for Riley Hall. His shot is off the mark. No good. Zach Young rips down a rebound, and then the ball trickles out of bounds. And we'll go to Cooperstown here with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Yes, Cooperstown 28, Unitego 7 in this boys' contest so far. We're seeing folks like Cooperstown is widely regarded as one of the best teams in our local area. Of course, they're in Section 3 as Zach Young's now with a foul. As he was playing a little aggressive there on defense. You have to wonder how far this Cooperstown team will go this season. A lot of high expectations after a year ago playing very, very well. And so far this year they've really challenged themselves with some great non-league tournaments and games. And it's showing here tonight. Cooperstown with a shot and a rebound goes to Unitego and a foul on Cooperstown. Fresh into the game was Cody Smith, and he was fouled on the rebound by Owen Kennedy. 37 seconds to go in the first quarter, 28-7 the score. The Spartans trailing Cooperstown here in the opening round of the Dick White Holiday Classic. And to the right side, Unitego with the ball going left to right. They skip it back across for Jared Smith. Into the corner now for Zach Carey. Back out for Smith. Smith to the right side. Now dribbles back to the left, kicks out for Carey. 15 on the shot clock, 18 on the game clock here in the first quarter. Here's Smith underneath, tries a little up and under move, no good. Rebound off the miss for Cooperstown with 10 seconds left in the quarter. They go down low for Lifgren, up and in. Noah Lifgren with 4 points, and let's see if Unitego can get one last shot off in the corner, and they won't be able to do it. 30-7, Cooperstown on top of Unitego. We'll take a quick break and be right back on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks, as we start the second quarter between Cooperstown, and Unitego. The game we did earlier today was Sydney and Unitego, so I got to keep everything straight here, folks. Cooperstown with a 30-7 lead. They're looking to add to it here. Here is Jack Lambert. I thought the mark no good, and Unitego with a rebound. So Cooperstown boys with a 30-7 lead over Unitego as we start the second quarter. Tyler Bertram with 14 points in the first quarter for Cooperstown, and he is back in the contest now. Unitego getting a shot off there with Cody Smith. That's no good, and a rebound is taken down here by Cooperstown. They'll get it out for Tyler Bertram, who's on the left side. He'll pass one into the corner. Trossett with a three ball. Are they going to give him? Yes, they will give him all three for Teddy Trossett. And so Trossett with a three ball, making it 33-7. Unitego down the left side of the floor, knocking it away. Out of bounds, and it looks like it will stay here with the Spartans. So Unitego will inbound the ball underneath their own basket, as Cooperstown leads 33-7 over Unitego. And again, Tyler Bertram with 14 points in the first quarter. Knocked down a bunch of three-pointers and had a slam dunk for Cooperstown. Unitego trying to get it in, and it's intercepted here by Bertram. A little two-on-one for Cooperstown. Lambert puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Lambert now with 5 points, and he's looking to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Lambert, I know, had an injury and didn't play in some of the early games this season, and nice to see him back out on the floor here for the Hawkeyes as they lead 35-7 early here in the second quarter. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. You can go back and listen to our games anytime thanks to Sydney Federal Credit Union on our game audio archive right on WCDOsports.com. Foul shot is no good, but the rebound is up and good. Or guess who? Owen Kennedy. He's got 5, and the 6'8" big man turns that possession into 4 points for Cooperstown as they lead 38-7 with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Here is Smith. Pulls up for a jumper, and he is fouled, so he'll head back to the line. Jared Smith with 5 points. He's the team high leader for Unitego with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. And Cooperstown looking very smooth and very strong. 38 points, and we're only in the early part of the second quarter. Smith is at the line. First one is up and good for Jared Smith. He has 6. So Smith is doing everything he can to help out this Unitego Spartan squad. Done a nice job of getting to the rim several times. Second one is up and good. So Smith has 7, and that makes it Cooperstown 38, Unitego 9. 6:45 to go in the second quarter. Here is Bertram. He skips one across for Lambert. Lambert back across for Bertram. Off his fingertips, the pass was a little too tall and out of play. 6:37 to go in the second quarter. Again, it's 38-9. Bertram with 14. Owen Kennedy with 5. Jack Lambert with 5. And a host of other guys with 3 and 4 points each. Unitego throws it away. Intercepted here by Kennedy. Ahead now for Bertram. Long pass. It's settled down by Lambert. Jumper in the corner. Off the mark, no good. Rebound for Cooperstown. They'll look to set it back up on offense. Stepping in is a jumper from the far side. It's good for Duncan Clark. And he puts it in to make it 40-9. with 6:05 to go in the second quarter here from the Dick White Holiday Tournament from Cooperstown High School. Inatigo passing one down low for Cody Smith. He was just buried in the land of the big men down there, so he passes one back out here for Smith. Smith with options goes for a pass to the far side looking for Noah Hotala. Hotala will pass into the corner now for Cody Smith. He gets fouled underneath the basket as he was going for a reverse layup. I'd say Cody Smith is probably about 5'10", maybe 5'9". And he was going up against the 6'8" Owen Kennedy and got fouled as he tried to take it to the bucket. 5:40 to go in the second quarter. That is the 7th foul as a team against Cooperstown, 2nd on Owen Kennedy, so he's going to go to the bench. 7 team fouls against Cooperstown, 6 against Unitigo. And so this will send Cody Smith to the line, a junior here for the Unitigo Spartans. 8 juniors on this Unitigo team. They're going to lose some pieces this year, including Jared Smith and Zach Youngs, but they will return a nice core for next year. As Cody Smith puts in the first foul shot to make it 40-10. Second one is off the mark, no good. Bertram with a rebound off to the race as he comes. Bertram dribbling through traffic. He's got 14 points as Cooperstown goes right to left. And Lambert with a 3. He puts that one up and it's good. He has 8 points. It's 43-10 with 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Bounce pass for Unitigo. They're in the green with the white trim tonight. They go to Dean Reed. He gets down low. Reed with a pump fake. Puts it up off the back rim. No good. Ball loose on the floor. And this one will be a jump ball. As about 2 guys from each squad went piling in there looking to pick it up. Lifgren will check back in and Lambert will go to the bench. With again 5:13 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDL. Thanks for joining us. We'll have basketball all week long, with games on Wednesday and Thursday night as well. A good matchup with boys and girls all week long. Unitigo takes a shot off the inbounds with Cody Smith. It's no good. Cooperstown back the other way, and Christian Alexander for 3. The 6'4" big man steps out and nails the 3-pointer. He's got 6 points, and it's Cooperstown 46 and Unitigo 10. Left side for Hotala, trying to set up the offense here for the Spartans, trying to get something going. Dawson Wilsey into the corner now. We'll pass one off for Hotala. He takes it to the rim and he's fouled. With 4:40 to go in the second quarter. This game being called very tightly by the Zebra crew here tonight. Any contact down low certainly is drawing a whistle from the officiating crew. As Noah Hotala, the lone sophomore on this Unitigo team, will step to the charity stripe. So Hotala will shoot 2. First one is up and no good off the left side of the rim. Again, the score, Cooperstown 46 and Unitigo 10. A lot of these points for Unitigo have come from the charity stripe, as they've done a good job with dribble drive. Second one for Hotala is no good. Rebound for Dean Reed, though, of Unitigo. Reed takes it to the hoop, up and in. Dean Reed with 4 points, and it makes it Cooperstown 46 and Unitigo 12 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Noah Kennedy drives the pass it across the Owen Kennedy, excuse me, tried to pass it across the top of the zone. It was intercepted. And now a foul at midcourt. And I believe this is going to be on Bertram. Yes, it is. So this will send Dawson Wilsey to the line. Slow moving second quarter with a lot of fouls on both sides here for Cooperstown and Unitigo. So Wilsey to the line, shooting 2. First one is good for Dawson Wilsey, his first points of the night. Make sure to stay tuned for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up in just a couple of minutes. Remember, you'll save instantly right at the pump with your Morabito Rewards Plus card. Second one is also good for Wilsey, so he has 2 points. It's Cooperstown 46 and Unitigo 14. Here's a 3 on the left side there from Ethan Niles. That's off the mark, no good. Rebound for Cooperstown. They go down low for Lifgren. He puts it up and is fouled and will go to the line. With 4:05 to go in the second quarter, this is sophomore Noah Lifgren at 6'3". So he will head to the charity stripe. Cooperstown, what I noticed this year is a lot of size, a lot of good size here on this team. As Lifgren puts the first one up and in. Great basketball name, that's for sure. A lot of Lifgrens down, played for Milford in their boys program over the years, and have been 1,000-point scorers, so maybe he's following in the family tradition as he goes 2-for-2 from the line, and it's 48-14. Cooperstown on top with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Wilsey tries a pass over top of the defense here. It's knocked off the fingertips there of Cooperstown and out of play. 3:58 to go before the halftime break. And Unitigo will look to pass the ball in. It was deflected and out of bounds once again. As Cooperstown defense just does not give you an inch. And Unitigo is struggling with the man-to-man pressure here. More reserves coming in here for Cooperstown. As Bertram has 14. He had all 14 of those in the first quarter. As the Spartans have the ball as they go left to right. Almost another steal. Yes, it is here from Lifgren, but he'll run out of bounds. And it goes right back to Unitigo with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Again, Cooperstown leading 48-14. But Unitigo gets the ball in with Cooper Thayer as Unitigo goes left to right. Passing for Dawson Wilsey on the right side. Still man-to-man defense here for Cooperstown. And we'll have another foul, it looks like, as Wilsey was trying to get to the bucket. This is a very tightly officiated game. This is 10 fouls against Cooperstown, 7 against Unitigo now as a team. So Dawson Wilsey is going to go to the line. Really hard to get a flow going with a lot of fouls on both ends as Wilsey steps to the line. He nailed his last two from the charity stripe and makes this one for his third point of the night. Again, make sure to stay tuned. Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. And our post-game show later on after the second half will feature our three awards from NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance. Second shot for Wilsey is up and good, so he is 4-for-4 and has 4 points from the line. It's Cooperstown 48, Unitigo 16 with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown setting up the offense here. Unitigo still in a man-to-man. They go to the right side. Here is Niles with a little dribble drive, puts it up off the glass. That's no good. Rebound for Unitigo. And Smith will throw one down the length of the floor, finds Cooper Thayer. Thayer loses it, but kicks one back out for Wilsey. Wilsey for three, no good. Thayer with a rebound, puts it up off the glass and gets it to go. Cooper Thayer, his first bucket of the night, is 48-18 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown going right to left. They'll pass one down low for Lifgren. Intercepted though by Thayer. Ball loose on the floor. Niles will come up with it and we'll have a whistle. With 2:55 to go in the second quarter, they'll say that looked like Niles stepped on the sideline, so the ball's going to go back to Unitigo at midcourt as they go left to right. Get Cooperstown boys leading Unitigo 48-18 as the Spartans bring the ball up the floor. They're in the green uniforms with the black and the white trim here tonight. It says Spartans in white lettering across the front of the jersey there. Here is Jared Smith working his man down. A little bounce pass into the interior and a shot from the right side there from Cooper Thayer is off the mark. No good. Rebound for Cooperstown. They come forward here with Noah Heacock. Heacock's in the corner. Pump fakes on a three-pointer. Pulls it down instead with 2:20 to go before the halftime break. Now into the corner now for Ethan Niles. Entry pass is deflected away and picked up by Unitigo. Good steal there by Zach Young. Back down the floor for Unitigo with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Smith setting up the offense. Passes for Cooper Thayer on the left side. Bounce pass into the interior for Young. He got tied up as Unitigo goes left to right. Now for Thayer on the far side. They find Dean Reed. Pump fakes, keeps the ball high, and now is fouled with 1:50 to go before the halftime break. Again, a very tightly officiated contest here. 1:51 to go before the halftime break. It's Cooperstown 48, Unitigo 18. Tomorrow night we'll be broadcasting the Pat Grasso Boys Tournament Final from Morin. We know that earlier today, South Courtright defeated Morris 80-48, so the SK Boys will be in the title game as Dean Reed makes his first foul shot here. He's got 5. And we know that Lawrence and Walton, two very good local boys teams, were in the second game, and it was a three-point ball game at the half. So we're waiting to hear who won there to see who will take on Courtright tomorrow night on CDO. Second foul shot for Reed is no good. Back the other way, Ethan Niles will throw up a three for Cooperstown from the left side. No good. Rebound for Unitigo. Long pass ahead from Jared Smith to Cooper Thayer, football style, and they put it in to make it 48-21 with a minute and a half to go in the opening half. Here is Niles. Dribble drive, gets one out for Hecox of Cooperstown. Skips it back across for Trossett. Right side corner three, no good. Rebound for Unitigo. And Thayer will walk it back up the floor. Thayer to the right side as Unitigo goes left to right. Now back to the point here for Smith. So we come up on a minute to go before the halftime break. 48-21, Cooperstown boys on top of Unitigo. Here's Zach Young in the corner. Back out for Zach Carey. Entry pass down low for Smith. Stripped of the ball. It's loose, rolls out of bounds, and will stay with the Spartans. Again, thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO or WCDOsports.com. We're always glad to have you along on these chilly winter nights. Sometimes it's easier to stay in, listen to the radio than head out to some of these games. Or we just like to save you a long drive. Always glad to do that, too. Not only in the local area, we have so many listeners that are grandma and grandpa that go to Florida for the winter or away for the holidays. We're glad to help you there. That carry to the line now for Unitigo as he was fouled on his way to the hoop. First shot is up and good for Zach Carey, his first point for the contest. So for Unitigo, 7 for Jared Smith, 5 for Dean Reed, 4 for Dawson Wilsey. And now Zach Carey, his second foul shot is good, so he has 2. Cooper Thayer has 4. Cody Smith has 1 for Unitigo. 50 seconds to go until the halftime break. Cooperstown boys leading Unitigo 48-23. Cooperstown with the ball. They're in the white uniforms, the black and the orange trim. The Hawkeyes have it in the corner with Niles. Good pass down low, skipping it back up top. And into the paint, back out for Niles. Left side three off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for Smith of Unitigo. Jared Smith looks ahead with 20 seconds to go before the halftime break, and his team trailing 48-23. Here is Carey to the left side. Bounce pass back for Smith. Smith with a dribble drive. He's stripped to the ball, but it goes right to Dean Reed, who puts it up off the glass and good. So Reed has 7. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Let's see what Cooperstown can do. They find Niles. They go down low. Can they get the shot off? No. And that'll do it for the first half as they missed the shot there with Keith Barlow at the buzzer. It's Unitigo trailing Cooperstown 48-25. We'll be back with the Mirabado Energy Product Halftime Report coming up here on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Mirabado Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Mirabado Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Mirabado turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Mirabado.
Leading Unitigo 47-25. They have the starting five back in. Tyler Bertram with 14 points all in the first quarter. We'll start with the ball as they go left to right on your radio dial. Ball goes to the high post and is tapped out of there, and Unitigo will come away with a steal and bring it down the floor. And here is Cooper Thayer finding Dean Reed at the high post. Reed down low, finds Jared Smith, pump fake off the glass, no good, and we'll have a foul on the rebound. And we'll see who the foul is on. It looks like it's going to be on Unitigo, as that will be down low on Noah Hotala. And this is a very tightly officiated game in the first half. We'll see if that continues in the second half. Cooperstown with the ball after that foul. They bring it down the floor going left to right. Riley Hall to the high post. Back out for Bertram. Deep three left side. Off the front rim. No good. Rebound. Loose on the floor. Out of bounds. And we'll go back to Unitigo. Bertram wants that one back. You know, Bertram plays some high-level AAU. Travels all throughout the country. And is certainly getting some good big-time Division I looks. And he's only a junior. 7:15 to go here in the third quarter. Unitigo gets it down low with Jared Smith. Up and under. Gets it to go. And Smith now. Jared Smith has 9 points. It's 47-27. A minute into the third quarter. Here is Bertram on the left side. He's averaging 33 a game. Gets it to Christian Alexander. Turnaround, jumper, no good. Owen Kennedy is there. He puts it up. Can't get it to go. Another tap there for Alexander. He can't get it. And finally, this time, Cooper Thayer will come away with the rebound. Thayer down the floor. Passes one into the corner now for Noah Hotala. And back out for Thayer to the high post for Smith. Tries to feed it down low. It's intercepted. And ahead now for Bertram. He goes up for the layup, and it's in. And Bertram now with 16. So Bertram for two makes it 49-27. Bertram now with 16. Back the other way. Dean Reed. His jumper is short. Off the mark. No good. And the rebound for Cooperstown and Christian Alexander. Alexander brings it down the floor. Thought about a three. Now goes to Riley Hall. His three-pointer is a bullet. Off the mark, no good. Back the other way comes Cooper Thayer. He tries to go coast to coast. Can't get the left-handed layup to go down. And a rebound here for Cooperstown. For Owen Kennedy, he takes it to the rim, and he's fouled with 5:58 to go in the third. Falls hard to the floor, but bounces right back up. Thought they were going to call a foul, but they actually say that he traveled, took one extra step as he tried to go through. So 5:58 to go, third quarter. And it is Cooperstown 49. Unitego 27 with 5:50 to go here, third quarter. Unitego with the ball going right to left. They get to the far side for Cooper Thayer into the corner for Dawson Wilsey. They are in their road. Green uniforms with the white trim. Here is Dean Reed. Gets to the hoop, up and in. Dean Reed with a nice little left-handed finger roll. Gets it to go. And Dean Reed now with 9 points for Unitego. And he'll step to the line. Reed got off to a quiet start. He certainly has his hands full down low. I mean, you look at some of these guys on Cooperstown. 6 foot, 6'3", 6'4", 6'8", 6'2". So he's got his hands full. He's probably the tallest guy on Unitego as he misses his foul shot here and just has to work on that good body position and fight for every inch down there that you can. 5:38 to go in this third quarter. It's 49-29. Unitego trying to keep it close. Here's Bertram on the left side. Back up for Lambert. Lambert to the high post for Alexander. Down low for Kennedy. Puts it in and he's fouled. Owen Kennedy now with 7. And he'll step to the charity stripe looking for the 3-point play. So Owen Kennedy at 6'8". Easily the biggest guy on the floor tonight between these two teams. And he is fouled by Smith down low. His first, team second. Foul shot for Kennedy is no good. Smith skies for a rebound, brings it back down the floor, finds Cooper Thayer in the corner for three. That's off the mark, no good. Kennedy, a rebound, and an outlet pass here for Alexander. Bounce pass ahead and into the right side corner here for Jack Lambert. Lambert has his pocket picked by Cooper Thayer. Thayer dishes one off here for Noah Hotala. Now back to Thayer. And Thayer goes down low for Hotala, back out for Dean Reed. Goes on the pump fake, down low, Hotala, and he's fouled. Good job there by Cooperstown, as there were several times there, it looked like they were going to throw up a bad shot, but instead made that extra pass. And now Hotala will go to the line with 4:55 to go, third quarter. It's Cooperstown, 51, Unitego, 29. In the boys' contest here at the Cooperstown Dick White Holiday Tournament. Hotala to the line, it's good. His first points of the evening. Makes it 51-30. Hotala now looking for his second foul shot here for Unitego and tries to put that one in. No good. Smith with a rebound, though, blocked out of there by Lifgren. Ball loose on the floor, and Lifgren will come away with it. And an outlet pass to Alexander. Far side for Lambert. He's going to dribble drive. Down into the right side corner. Back out for Bertram. Left side three, no good. Underneath the basket, picked up by Lifgren. He can't get it to go. Finds his way to get a rebound again. Up off the glass and in. And Noah Lifgren now has 8 points. And it's 53-30. Unitego back down the floor. Going right to left. Here is Cooper Thayer. Thayer with the ball, finding Noah Hotala. As Unitego goes left to right. And Hotala is fouled as he goes to the lane. point, very tightly officiated game. Anytime anybody's in the paint, this is getting called. And this is the team foul situation. Cooperstown with three. Unitigo with two. They'll get the ball in here to Cooper Thayer. Thayer to Smith, passes down low for Dawson Wilson. He's on the left low block, ran out of room, had to toss the ball up in the air, and Cooperstown comes away with it with Riley Hall. Hall finds Bertram, deep NBA three, left side, got it. And Bertram's got 19. You can't give him that room, he is just going to pull up and fire. So he has 19 with 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. It's 56-30. And to the left side here for Dawson Wilson. Wilson outside the three-point line, looking for options. He's double-teamed there, lost it. Alexander comes away. Alexander stops, gives it to Bertram. He wants a three, steps back, shoots, and this one is an air ball. Rebound, though, for Lifgren. He can't get it to go in, and a rebound for Unitigo. Bertram there, I think, had a good look at a two, but decided to step back for the three, and it just didn't work. Now Dawson Wilson goes up for a layup. He can't get it to go. Rebound for Bertram, trying to go coast to coast. One-handed pass for Riley Hall up and in. And Riley Hall gets the sweet assist there from Bertram, and it's 58-30 with 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Cooper Thayer finding Dawson Wilson to the left side. Wilson into the corner now for Smith. He pulls up for three. Jared Smith from downtown, and he's got 12. Leading all scorers on the Unitigo side of things, and it's 58-33 with 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Here is Riley Hall outside the three-point line. Now for Bertram. Little give and go with Alexander. Goes down low, finds Lifgren up and in. And Lifgren's into double figures off another sweet assist there from Tyler Bertram. Doesn't just score. He can open it up for his teammates as well with the pressure that the defense pays to him. And here is Dawson Wilson on the right side as Cooperstown playing that man-to-man defense. Still Unitigo with the ball. They go to down low to Dean Reed, and again he tries to go for that finger roll, and he's fouled. With 2:17 to go in the third quarter, it's 60-33. Cooperstown on top of visiting Unitigo. 2:15 to go here in this third quarter. Reed will step to the line here for Unitigo. And Reed puts the first one up and in. So Reed is into double figures. He has 10. Jared Smith with 12 for Unitigo. On the other side for Cooperstown, 19 for Bertram, 10 for Noah Lifgren, 7 for Kennedy, 6 for Alexander, 8 for Jack Lambert. And now some of the substitutes starting to come back in here for Cooperstown, as Noah Heacock steps back into the ball game. And here is Reed at the line. Reed puts that one up and in. So Reed now with 11, and it's 60-35. Here is Lambert back the other way. He puts up a silky smooth jumper. He's into double figures and has 10. It's 62-35 with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Down the floor for Cooper Thayer. Now for Noah Hotala. Looking for options, and into the corner it goes. Dean Reed takes it to the baseline. Can't get it to go. Lifgren with a rebound. Lifgren looking for some options, and an outlet pass to Lambert on the far side. Lambert at the top of the key. Finds Tyler Bertram. Back for Lambert. Wants a three. Left side. It's short. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up here by Unitigo. And Noah Hotala will pass it off for Dean Reed, who puts on the brakes and gets back to a guard. Here's Otala, who has some more room to work with. Minute and a half to go, third quarter, 62-35. Steal here by Alexander. He's off to the races, and Alexander throws down a one-handed slam. Christian Alexander with 8 points, and he made that one look easy as he dunks it home. And it's 64-35 with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Making it look easy. Pass down low for Dean Reed, now of Unitigo at the left low block. Reed with a good bounce pass to Hotala. Up off the glass and good for Noah Hotala. He has 3 points. And it's Cooperstown 64 and Unitigo 37 with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. They go down low for Lifgren. Left side on the baseline. No good. Rebound Unitigo. And Dean Reed looking for an outlet pass and finds it in Noah Hotala as they go right to left. Crosses the Cooperstown C at midcourt. Hotala setting up the offense, but a bounce pass for Cooper Thayer rolls out of bounds. And back to Cooperstown with 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Cooperstown will walk it up the floor with Tyler Bertram. Bertram to the left side, and a bounce pass to Jack Lambert. Across now for Bertram. Skips it into the corner, gets it for Kennedy. His jumper no good, but he fouled with 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. 64-37, Cooperstown on top. And Alexander will go to the line. Boy, that was a nice dunk he put down just a minute ago. Got on the breakaway, and he only needed a step, and you could tell he wanted to flush it, and he went up and put it down. Alexander misses the first one from the line. So two dunks tonight. First one from Bertram, second one from Alexander. Second one coming now for Christian Alexander with 8 points, and make it nine. Nothing but net there. So the senior, 6'4" center, with 9 points now for Cooperstown. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter at 65-37. Cooperstown still in the man-to-man. Here is a steal by Alexander. Alexander ahead looking for Lambert, saves it, ball loose and bounds, back to Alexander with 5 seconds left, finds Lambert in the corner for three, rattles out, and that'll do it. Bertram at the buzzer, no good. Says it's no good. 65-37 the scores. We'll head to the fourth quarter here. Cooperstown boys on top of Unitego. We'll be right back on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks, as we start the fourth quarter at 65-37. Cooperstown on top of Unitego looking to punch their ticket to the Dick White Tournament Final here tomorrow night against Cobleskill Richmondville. Here is Tyler Bertram for three from the left side. That's off the mark, no good, and a rebound for Unitego as they work it up the floor. And the Spartans looking to set things up here on offense. And now a steal by Bertram at midcourt. Bertram going all the way, tries to dunk, lost it. Alexander follows it up, though, and puts it down. Alexander with 11 now as he picks up the Tyler Bertram miss. And they'll bounce pass inside here for Zach Young. And Young's is going to be called for a travel, so the ball goes back here to Cooperstown with 7:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Cooperstown's got some high flyers here as Bertram tried to take off and flush that one down, and I think he would have done it. He just lost control of the ball on the way up. Here's Lambert for three from the left side. That's off the mark, no good. Rebound here for Unitego, and they'll bring it down the floor. Here is Cody Smith. Smith with the ball, tries to bounce it to the high post here for Unitega. Noah Hatala finds Zach Young's right side. The jumper won't fall, and a rebound here for Cooperstown. They'll bring it up the floor. To the left side for Bertram, dribble drive, and they'll say he was fouled on the baseline before the shot. So 6:40 to go, third quarter, 67-37 to score. Cooperstown on top. And underneath the bucket, Cooperstown looks to get it into Lithgren. He lost control, but they'll say last touched by Unitego. Here is the team foul situation at the moment. 4 for Cooperstown and 4 for Unitego. Cooperstown will get the ball in. They find Bertram slashing and dashing his way to the hoop. Puts it up and in. He's got 21. And it's 69-37 with 6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Cooperstown on defense, still in the man-to-man. Zach Young takes it to the hoop, misses with the shot there. Outlet pass for Bertram. Bertram dishes one out. Lambert for three. Got it. Jack Lambert with 13, and the sophomore is starting to heat up at 72-37 with 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitigo trying to take it to the bucket. Zach Youngs goes up, lost control, and the foul is on Cooperstown, and Andy Sheldon will be heading to the line. So Sheldon cleaning up the miss there. And we'll go to the line here for Unitigo. First shot is up and good for Sheldon, his first point of the contest. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show coming up after this. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Sheldon makes his second shot, so he's got 2 points. And it's Cooperstown 72, Unitigo 39, with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Bertram to the far side, now skips it back across. Bertram, little give and go, floater in the lane, got it. And Tyler Bertram, now with 23 points. Making it 74-39. He's about 10 off his average right now. We'll see if he picks that up in the last 5 minutes of the game, or if he'll come out. Zach Young for three from the left side. That's no good. Rebound here for Cooperstown, and Trossett will bring it up the floor. Here is Teddy Trossett wearing number 12, passing down low, and we'll have a traveling violation on Duncan Clark as he stepped it off inside. Bertram's going to go to the bench now with 5:24 to go here in this fourth quarter, and it's 74-39. Head coach Dave Bertram, Tyler's dad, putting in some of the reserves here late in this contest. As it appears, Cooperstown will play tomorrow against Noblesville Richmondville in the championship contest. Cooperstown brings it down the floor, going left to right. To the right side, Trossett is fouled with just over 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter at 74-39. We'll have some other scores to report as well tonight. We did hear that the Walton boys defeated Lawrence 58-53. And so the Walton boys will play South Courtright in the Pat Grasso tournament final tomorrow. Also know that the Sydney boys went to Watkins Glen tonight for a non-league game and won 64-52. So a nice win for the Warriors on the road tonight. It's never an easy ride out to Watkins Glen. I mean, you're looking at two and a half hours solid on a bus. Unitigo back the other way. They put the shot up. That's no good. Rebound here for Cooperstown and an outlet pass to Trossett. As Cooperstown leads 74-39 with 4:40 to go fourth quarter, ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Cooperstown. But yeah, Sydney going to Watkins Glen tonight. That's two and a half hours. They have a pretty big gym, and much like it is here at Cooperstown, the one end is, there's not a wall behind it. There's a lot of empty space. And I think for schools that come from an area where you don't, necessarily have these big open gyms, it can be hard to shoot in gyms like that. So good job by Sydney there tonight on the road at Watkins Glen. Unitigo with the ball, went flying out of bounds here on the end line, and Unitigo will inbound the ball underneath their own basket with 4.5 left. Unitigo also putting in some substitutes here in the late going. Tyler Stein has checked into the game now and finds Cody Smith. Smith back for Stein in the corner. As they are looking to set up the offense, here is Stein. Gets into the paint, little floater, is off the mark, no good. Cooperstown with a rebound, and Trossett will bring it up the floor. So it looks like Bertram will end his night with 23 points, as it is all five starters on the bench now for Cooperstown with 4 minutes left. I tell you, the Lifgren's still in there. He's got 10. He doesn't start, but the sophomore has played some nice minutes tonight here for the Hawkeyes and Coach Bertram. A steal now by Unitigo. They'll bring it up the floor with 3:45 to go. They trail 74-39. Unitigo with the ball going right to left. And outside the three-point line will be Noah Blake. Blake into the corner, but throws it away. We'll see if it was last touched by Cooperstown. Yes, I believe they'll say it was deflected, so ball will stay with Unitigo. Again, post-game show coming up. It's been fun being here at the Cooperstown Dick White Holiday Tournament. Our first time up here, looking to make it more of a tradition, as Unitigo and Sydney have been here the last few years. You know, with our extended coverage of Cooperstown the last couple of years, with their girls and boys teams doing so well and going to the state tournament, just seems like the perfect fit this year. And of course, covering Edmiston as well for us here at CDO has become something that we're getting used to, and trying to expand our coverage of the Delaware League, the Tri-Valley, and the MAC. Shot clock violation on Unitico with 3:15 to go in this fourth quarter, and Cooperstown will bring it back up the floor as they lead 74-39. Wanted to get a look here at this Cooperstown boys team. They've challenged themselves in the early part of the year, and it shows as Trostick goes for three, left side, no good. Rebound for Niles. He puts it up, and Ethan Niles with a two-pointer gets it to go. And it's 76-39 with 2:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitego with the ball. They'll work it to the high post. Down low for Dawson Wilson. Now for Noah Blake with a nice little turnaround. Reverse layup. And the junior gets his first 2 points of the night at 76-41. 2:35 to go, fourth quarter. And to the left side here for Trostick. Skips it back across for Niles as the clock continues to tick down. And into the corner it goes here for Trostick. Spot up for three. Got it. And Teddy Trostick, his second three-pointer of the night. He has 6 points, and it's 79-41 with 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. And to the right side here for Noah Blake. Blake with an around-the-back pass. Kicks it back out. Here's Stein for the pull-up jumper. That's no good. And a rebound, and Niles will bring it down the floor with 2 minutes left. And Ethan Niles, the senior on the left side for Cooperstown, gets it to the top of the key. Finding Trostick. He wants another three-pointer. Dies on the front rim. Just not enough spice on that one to get it there. And a rebound for Unitego with 1:45 to go. Back up the floor here for the Spartans, and to the right side they go. They'll try to pass it down low. Intercepted though, but taken right back here by Unitego as they go right to left. Outside the three-point arc for Dawson Wilsey. Minute and a half left. Wilsey gets down low and he's fouled and will go to the line. 79-41 the score. And stepping to the line here will be Dawson Wilsey, who has 4 points all from the line tonight for the Unitego Spartans. So here is Wilsey to the charity stripe. It's just great to see him out there as he gets the first one. Had a great football season because it was just a year ago, folks, in football season he had a huge knee injury and they wondered if he was ever going to be able to play competitive sports again. As he hits his second one, he's got 6 points. And he was back by baseball season of last year, and you can still see he was running gingerly on it, but just the hard work that he has done as he grabs the rebound here for Unitego to get back. Lost it now, and Ethan Niles will bring it down the floor. Niles to the right side, goes up for the layup, and puts it in. And Ethan Niles with 4 points. And it's Cooperstown 81, Unitego 43 with a minute left. But it's just so great to see Wilsey out there after they said, you know, he might never play any competitive sports again. We're under a minute left, and Cooperstown will bring it down the floor. 45 seconds left. The Cooperstown boys drop it a straightaway three. Can't get it to go. Hit the rim three times. Rebound is up and good for Duncan Clark. He has four. And they will play Cobleskill Richmondville tomorrow night in the championship game, and Unitego will take on Edmonton in the consolation. As Unitego gets it down low to the left low block, and we have a foul with 28 seconds left. That will be the seventh team foul on Cooperstown, and so Tyler Stein will go to the line to shoot 1-1. And it was the hot start by Cooperstown that really created that early separation. And right off the bat, I mean, Cooperstown won the opening tip, and they flipped one to Bertram, and he hit about an NBA range three. That kind of summed up how the night was going to go. Stein will not convert on the 1-1, a rebound for Cooperstown as we hit 20 seconds left. And the Hawkeyes lead 83-43 over Unitego. Cooperstown, Dick White Holiday Classic here. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDL. Post-game show is coming up. Stay tuned because we got to give out our three awards here tonight for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Unitego brings it back down the floor one last time as it looks like our final score tonight is going to be 83-43. Cooperstown defeats Unitego. Post-game show coming up. Cooperstown advances the boys to the tournament championship tomorrow against Cobleskill Richmondville. Unitego plays Edmonton in the consolation. We'll be right back with the postgame on CDL.
can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips with the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills. You can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. One last time, Cooperstown High School. The Cooperstown boys winning 83-43 against Unitico here tonight. And let's go through our scoring summary. First for Cooperstown, 23 points from Tyler Bertram, 11 for Christian Alexander, 13 for Jack Lambert, 10 for Noah Lifgren, 7 for Owen Kennedy, 6 for Teddy Trossett, 4 for Ethan Niles, 4 for Duncan Clark, 2 for Riley Hall. So let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 guys score tonight for Cooperstown in a nice balanced effort. On the other side, Jared Smith with 12 for Unitego, 11 for Dean Reed, 6 for Dawson Wilsey, 4 for Cooper Thayer, 3 for Noah Hatala, 2 apiece for Zach Carey, Andy Sheldon, Noah Blake, and 1 for Cody Smith. Let's do our post-game awards here, folks. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I think there's no question here tonight. Tyler Bertram, 23 points, and he is the real deal. A lot of three-pointers and a big-time dunk here tonight, so he gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award is, of course, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families at NBT Mang Insurance. We insure your life. I think we'll give that one tonight to Jared Smith of Unitego. 12 points. I thought he just did a little bit of everything here tonight for the Spartans. And, you know, Smith and Reed did everything they could in this contest. It's just when you're going up against a powerhouse like Cooperstown, sometimes there's not much you can do. So we'll give that tonight to Jared Smith. He is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that one tonight to Jack Lambert, 13 points from Cooperstown. Him and Bertram are a real great 1-2 punch at the top of the key. I think you could also give one to Alexander or Kennedy from Cooperstown. The starting five, those four of the five did really well. Riley Hall with 2 points, but they're athletic, they're big, they're quick. It was just a really good contest here tonight for those guys. So we'll give the all-purpose award tonight to Jack Lambert. That's going to do it. We will be in Lawrence tomorrow night. It'll be Walton and South Courtright for the Lawrence Pat Grasso Tournament Final. That'll be a great game tomorrow night, as that game will be at 7 o'clock. So we'll be going out with our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show about 6:50. So make sure you tune in for that. And then on Thursday at 8 o'clock, we'll be down at BG for the Kozalski Girls Tournament Final. Obviously don't know who's going to be in that yet, but we will certainly be there for that contest. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens, Rob Ray, everybody back in the CDO studios. It's going to be a great night tomorrow night, a great week of holiday basketball. Again, our final here tonight, 83-43, the Cooperstown boys defeating Unitego. We'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night from CDO Sports.